Hello and welcome. I'm so glad you're here today, and we are so glad that God is working and He is always at work and never lets us down. My name is Pastor Josh Pan, and thank you for planting the seeds of the gospel and saving more souls by sharing this video. My friends, we're here to say Jesus forever. So if you would do me a favor, let me know that you are here. Give me a thumbs up or a like, and let me know that you are here. Glory to God, and type Jesus forever as you feel the Lord leading you and guiding you in your life. And today we have an exciting devotion, and it's on the battle is the Lord's. And this is from 1 Kings chapter 20, verse 13 to 25. And it's when King Ahab was combating against the Syrian king, and that Syrian king was more evil than King Ahab and did not follow after or even know about the one true God. And so here we see this greedy king trying to take advantage of King Ahab, and then we're going to see what the Lord God does in order to orchestrate all things. So the battle is the Lord's. The battle is the Lord's. Hello, Aaliyah, Kai, welcome. So welcome, we're so glad you're here. I'm going to read the passage, and I'm going to go through some reflections, and then through what the passage unfold it for you to understand, and then some Bible verses in order to support our main points. And I know for sure that this is going to help you grow, help build you up, and so that you will not want to leave, and you want to stay to the very end, because God has good words and truths to tell you and teach you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Okay, let's read from 1 Kings chapter 20, verse 13. It says, "Meanwhile, a prophet came to Ahab, the king of Israel, and announced, 'This is what the Lord says. Do you see the vast army? I will give them into your hand today, and then you will know that I am the Lord.' But who will do this?" asked King Ahab. The prophet replied, "This is what the Lord says. The young officers of the provincial commanders will do it." Provincial will do it. "And who will start the battle?" he asked. And the prophet answered, "You will." And so Ahab summoned the young officers in the provincial commanders of 232 men. And then he assembled the rest of the Israelites, 7,000 in all. And they set out at noon, while Ben-Hadad and the 32 kings allied with him were still in their tents getting drunk. And the junior officers under the provincial commanders went out first. And then Ben-Hadad had dispatched scouts who reported, "Men are advancing from Samaria." And he said, "If they have come out for peace, take them alive. And if they have come out for war, take them alive." And then the junior officers under the provincial commanders marched out of the city and with the army behind them. And each one struck down his opponent. And at that, the Armenians fled and with the Israelites in pursuit. But Ben-Hadad, king of Aram, escaped on horseback with some of his horsemen. And the king of Israel advanced and overpowered the horses and chariots and inflicted heavy losses amongst the Armenians. And then afterwards, the prophet came to the king of Israel and said, "Strengthen your position and see what must be done. But because next spring, the king of Aram will attack you again." And meanwhile, the officials of the king of Aram advised him, "The gods of the hills, that is why they were too strong for us. And if we fight them on the plains, surely we will be stronger than they. Do this. Remove all the kings from their commands and replace them with their officers. You must also raise up an army like the one you lost, horse for horse, chariot for chariot, so we can fight Israel on the plains, and then surely we will be stronger than they." And then he agreed with them and acted accordingly. Wow. Heavenly Father, you're so good, so amazing, and we just thank you for your word, thank you for your love, and we thank you for your blessings in our life. Father God, we pray that you would be glorified and you would be lifted up in our devotion to you, in our prayers to you, as we consecrate our life completely to you. Lord, I know you're going to empower us with this word. May you build my brothers and sisters up in this place, in Jesus' most holy name. Amen and amen. Glory to God. So some reflection, some things you can learn about this is that you are not enough. We are not enough. God gave Ahab the message that he will give the Aramean army into his hand. And it would have been impossible for the Israelites to defeat the Syrian armies by themselves, since the king of Aram had the support of 32 other kings and armies. And consider your own battles. Often your trials are tangled with multiple struggles at the root of which you always find sin and brokenness that result from it. And you cannot win against sin. We cannot win against death without God's divine intervention. And you cannot fight against the effects of sin alone. So the scripture instructs you to trust in the Lord our God rather than yourselves. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9. Our perfect efforts are futile, but our perfect God can give us what we need in order to be victorious, in order to fight and win. Our God, Jesus, he is victorious over all. He defeated sin and death on that cross by raising from the dead. And now that you live in Christ, you also are to live in victory to victory, glory to glory, faith to faith, life to life. You no longer live from fear to fear, from defeat to defeat. You now live in his presence, which is so much better. Amen. God is so good. And that's why the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ never lets us down and always brings us up to a better place. Amen. Glory to God. So we are not enough, but our God, he's enough, because our God, he's all powerful, all knowing. He is all wealthy, and he's got everything under the control of his hand. And when we put our trust in him, and when we follow in his ways, surely he comes through for you, and he brings you into a such better place than you can ever imagine. You see, my God can do abundantly, exceedingly above all that I can imagine, all that I can ask for, all that I can think. And that's the same for you. And that's in the Bible. Praise the Lord. So we are not enough in our own power, but by the power of his blood, by the power of his mercy and grace, you are enough. And you are enough, and you can overcome, and you will overcome by the power of his blood. Amen. Amen. So take heed, my brothers and sisters. While God dispenses the counsel of Ahab, Ben-Hadad gets drunk with his allies, and he is so sure that his victory was ahead of him that there was no need to prepare for battle properly. And his attitude was foolish, but we are sometimes no better. It's so easy to become complacent and forget that as long as we live in this world, we are vulnerable to sin. And scripture has so many examples of saints, of followers who won great victories in faith, tragically fall into sin when they fail to keep watch, keep alert, and stand on guard and reject sin and to turn away from it and to say no to it and reject it and delete it. If such people like David, King Solomon, or Peter even fell, we should think that and know that we are not immune to temptation. Christ has won the victory for you. It's so important you note that Jesus has won the victory for you over sin and death. And this should encourage you to stay on watch so that you do not fall into the snares of sin, so that you do not fall into the traps of the devil, of the traps of the world, and start chasing things of the world like wind and waves gushing over you. Instead, you should live a committed and disciplined life in Christ and allow him to build you up and grow you and lead you towards the right direction. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Wow. So jumping into this passage in 1 Kings chapter 20, verse 13, there was King Ahab's, his first defeat of the Syrians, and he was so small, and they were so vast, so big. This supernatural victory should be a striking proof that there is only one God, one living God, Jehovah Jireh, my provider, El Shaddai, the Almighty God. And remember that Ahab, he was engaging in worship of the false god Baal during that time, but God still gave him another chance to repent. Thus, God, he was demonstrating his infinite patience and love and sought once again to reach King Ahab's heart. And scripturally, we can see that this is exactly what God has done. He gave King Ahab the wisdom, the instructions in order to move forward in his life, in order to combat against the temptations, combat against the obstacles, and to overcome and to defeat it, to make God's name known and to bless also not only God, but the people that God is using. So he used King Ahab, even though King Ahab, he was evil in the eyes of the Lord. And so the Lord sent his prophet to Ahab with a very special message. Remember that this massive Syrian army had 32 kings, and it had surrounded them, and so there was no way to get out. But God, he came through when there was no way. He still comes through for each and every one of us. When the situation seems utterly hopeless for the King Ahab, he still came through. And if you're feeling like you're in your life, that you're feeling like trapped, depressed, feeling like there's no way out, well, God is saying, well, I'm the God who is able. I'm the God who's able to bring you out of this darkness into the light. I'm able to heal, protect, provide, and lead you into a better place. I'm able to bring you from rock bottom into elevated, higher and higher. Amen. The Lord longed to reach the heart of King Ahab, longed for Ahab to stop Jezebel's savage purge of God's righteous prophets and the worship of the one true God. Thus, the Lord sent an unnamed prophet to Ahab, announcing that God was going to give a miraculous victory to the king. But the Lord had a specific purpose to prove that he alone is God, the one and true living God. And that is the same God that you and I serve and that we are speaking about. This one true God who delivered the Israelites out of slavery, out of bondage of the Egyptians, out of that superpower. Not only that, but he also allowed them to leave Egypt, and he bankrupt Egypt in one day because they gave all their wealth and said, leave, go, take everything. We fear your Lord, your God. He's too powerful. Take everything. And so they left, and they were able to leave not only with all the people, but also the wealth that God has provided. So in fighting this battle, King Ahab was to follow a specific strategy laid out by God in order to secure the victory. A special assault force of young officers was to advance and to launch a surprise attack against the Syrian alliance. And note that these officers represent a various province of the northern kingdom of Israel. And apparently, King Ahab's father, King Omri, had organized the kingdom into various provinces after he assumed the throne. And following the instructions of the unnamed prophets, King Ahab mobilized his force and began to advance forward. Let's go! And then he had that 232 young officers of special assault force and 7,000 troops. And some commentators felt that these 7,000 soldiers were faithful followers of the Lord revealed to Elijah, when the prophet felt that he was the only believer left in the northern kingdom. So if, even so, well, the Lord was using a force of his own followers to achieve the victory, they're going to see a victory. And they saw victory in that first battle. And if you're feeling like you're feeling defeat and shame and just being bogged down in your life, well, let me tell you something. It's not the end. You're going to see a victory. Or if you are living by faith, I am living in victory. I am living in Christ. I am victorious because if I'm victorious in the future, why not celebrate now and say, I am victorious. I carry breakthrough. I carry victory in my life. Amen. Do you carry victory? Type victory if you carry victory. Amen. Glory to God, for he is good, and he loves you so much. Amen. So, whatever the case, King Ahab began advancing at noon and caught the Syrians off guard because Ben-Hadad and the 32 kings, they were drunk in their tent, partying like no other, and they were not preparing for the true battle. Amen. Flow flowers. KRS says, victory, victory. Amen. Glory to God. Wow. Amen. And when the scouts reported that the king, that a group of young officers were advancing, Ben-Hadad thought they were truly, surely seeking peace. Even if they were attacking, they posed no threat. In fact, King Ben-Hadad ordered that the young officers be captured alive. And note that Ahab and the 7,000 troops marched out of sight behind the young officers. And the victory was given to Ahab that day by the Lord, which was quick and decisive. And as soon as the Syrian soldiers confronted the special assault force, the very officers, they were sent out to capture and kill the entire band of Syrians. And witnessing the fierce and decisive attack, probably being unprepared to respond, the Syrian army was routed, fleeing for their lives. And even King Ben-Hadad barely escaped being captured and killed, striking quickly. The 7,000 Israelite men led by King King Ahab advancing and overpowering the horses and chariots and the forces of the Syrians. And after the battle, the heavy losses inflicted upon the Syrians were obvious. Wow. Victory. Shawana Gates. Victory. Praise the Lord. So, we live in victory. God is victorious. He already defeated the devil. On that cross, the devil tried to stop him, yet he cannot be defeated. The devil can try to do anything, everything in his power, but compared to God, who is all-powerful, he is no match. So that's why we follow the Lord our God, who is our creator, who created us to have an intimate relationship with you and me, and so that we can live a life of purpose, a life that is in his will and in his works. Amen. So King Ahab, he should have repented and turned back to God after seeing that God alone, Yahweh, was the one true God. But he refused. And because of this, he was chastised and judged by God again through another invasion by the Syrians. Standing before the king, the prophet warned Ahab of the invasion that was to come next spring. And know this fact, that even this warning should have aroused Ahab's spirit to repent. The warning from God should be a sign to repent. And you may have seen several warning signs in your own life. And if God is not the first person you turn to, then there's going to be problems. And so this is so important that you know that you turn to God first in every circumstances, in the highs, in the lows, in the troubles, in the victories, in the time, all the times. You turn to him in a grateful heart, loving heart, in a heart that pleased to him and recognizes his glory, his power, and then surely he will come through for you. Note that God was reaching out to King Ahab in compassion, patiently longing for him to turn from his wickedness. And remember that the Lord has proven that he alone is God on both Mount Carmel in the victory given over Syria, over the other kings. But King Ahab, his heart was hard, stubborn, and resistant to the Lord, and it was numb. And that's a dangerous place to be. People who are numb to their sin, numb to their wrongdoings, to their addictions. They're just like, this is normal part of life. And that's a danger, actually, in this world today, how children, how they can game for 21 hours straight That, why do they do that? Because it makes them feel normal. That dopamine, that feeling of feeling like they're in the game, just like navigating through all things. So that's why it's so important that you protect your children, you protect yourself also from these addictions of maybe binge watching, of maybe even of the working of the flesh, pornography, maybe even chasing money, maybe even like chasing the things of the world, materialistic things, or gaming, or substances. Maybe today is the day that God is saying, you gotta cut it out. You gotta quit it. You gotta follow me and let me heal you. Let me give you a better life. Let me give you victory over these things. Because I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through him. Jesus is the way, the one and only way to the Heavenly Father. He's the way you can have a life that is fulfilling, a life that is wholesome, a life that is of your purpose. He's the way that you follow, and you follow after the right way. Because the devil, the world, the society is going to try to push you another way. And you might get to the top. You might succeed in that way. But ultimately, you're going to find yourself empty inside, feeling like you're missing something, feeling like there is a hole, a void in your heart. And that void can only be filled by our Lord Jesus Christ, filled by a relationship with our Heavenly Father. That void is filled by him. And so he's being patient with you, just like he was patient with King Ahab. And he's saying, I want to build you up. I want to heal you. I want to reconcile. I want to redeem you, make you whole again. Amen. Do not be resistant, stubborn towards the Lord. What can you learn from this? The Lord clearly spelled out his purpose for giving King Ahab the victory over the Syrian army. His purpose was to prove that he alone is God, and there's only one true God, one true living God, one creator, one sovereign Lord and majesty over the universe. He's the creator of the heavens and the earth. He said, the earth is mine in Exodus chapter 19, verse 5. He says, gold and silver is mine in Haggai chapter 2, verse 8. He says, it's all mine, and all things that I have given you, all the perfect gifts and good gifts, are from the Father of light, from the Heavenly Father. Amen. He's got good lessons for us. And that's why we're here. Because it's by his grace that I'm still alive. By his grace that I'm able to share his love with you and to praise you, God, with each other. And so this live stream is like a prayer from me to God and God speaking to me as we learn together, but also for you to learn. And so it's such a beautiful, beautiful community here. Amen. And it's only going to grow. It's only going to get better because our God, he's always at work. Even when we don't feel it, when we don't see it, God is at work. And all other gods are false, deceivers, and misleading and entrapping human beings and capturing their loyalty. And the terrible tragedy of this is that we are deceived into following and worshiping false gods. We are condemned and dooming ourselves when we walk in the way to the world. We condemn ourselves to walk through life without the provision, the protection of our loving, true living God, who never lets us down when we follow in his ways. Amen. So when hardships, misfortunes fall upon you, if you're following the wrong way, there's no living God to help you. For you are following false gods and are helpless, lifeless, and powerless to do anything. But you see, the good news is that you have a new covenant, a better covenant with our Lord Jesus Christ. And you can say yes to Jesus today. You can say, yes, Lord, I will follow you all the days of my life. And I will not ever, ever turn back against you. Because I know that you are the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. You created me, Lord, to have a relationship with you. You created me so that I can sing praises to you. You created me so I can dance for you. You created me so I can jump and be hyped up for you, God. You created me and given me life so that I can share it with my brothers and sisters, my family, with my community, my church, with my relatives, with those around me, my friends. You use me as your servant, as your holy vessel. Amen. So, be careful about participating in false worship. You never know the supernatural strengthening of the Lord who empowers us to conquer all the trials and temptation of life. We will never know what it's like to walk in victory over all the terrible enemies, hardships, and misfortunes that confront us if we worship false gods, if we say no to Jesus. And most tragically, when we come face to face with death, if we are following and worshiping false idols and gods, we are doomed to eternal separation from God. And that's hell. And so, we will never inherit eternal life, nor live in the presence of the Lord himself when we are following in our own ways, when we are rejecting him, when we're saying no to him. And some of you guys, you need God today. You need to choose him today and say yes to Jesus. Because Jesus, he's still saying, hey, I'm reaching out to you. Jesus, he came from heaven to earth so that you can go from earth to heaven, so that you can have a relationship with our Heavenly Father, so that you may be able to experience him abundantly, so that you may live in victory, and so that you will not be living in doom in life alone. Amen. There's only one God, and that's Yahweh, our God alone. Amen. Glory to God. Now, we're going to go into some Bible verses just to talk about how he is the one true God and how it is the Lord's battle that we are part of. And so, you're not going to want to miss these Bible verses because the Word of God is true and is alive. And even though it doesn't make sense completely to us sometimes, but may the Holy Spirit speak through us and build us up and allow us to just walk in his ways. Matthew chapter 26, verse 63 to 64. But Jesus held his peace, and the high priest answered him and said, when he was in the court, and when the Pharisees and the high priest were accusing him, and he said, I adjure you by the living God that you tell us whether you are the Christ, the Messiah, the Son of God. And Jesus said to him, you have said it for yourself. Nevertheless, I tell you, hereafter you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of power and coming on the clouds of heaven. Wow! Jesus said, I am God. Jesus said, I am the Son of God, the Son of Man. And one day you will see me at the right hand of the power of the Almighty God, sitting on the throne, and you will see me coming down on the clouds of heaven. I will return one day. He not only said he's God, but he also said he's returning one day. Amen. That's our God, our Lord. So we say yes to Jesus every day. Amen. Yes, I can pray for your anxiety later. After we're almost there. We have prayers and we answer questions later, okay? So, Acts chapter 14, verse 15. It says, and saying, sirs, why do ye these things? Why are you doing these things? We are also men of the same nature as you and preach the gospel that you should turn from these vain things to the living God, who made the heavens and the earth and the seas and all that is in them? Wow, this is talking about how God, he's the creator of all things. He creator of you and me. And then he created all things on earth. The sea creatures, the birds and air, the beasts on the land. These are created by our one and true living God. Amen. Acts chapter 17, verse 24. God made the world and all these things therein, seeing that he is the Lord of heaven and earth, dwelling not in temples made with hand. Wow, he's the Lord of heaven and earth. And some people say, Jesus, well, God, he lives in heaven. Yes, his presence is in heaven. His presence is on earth. But does he actually live in heaven? Is he bound to heaven? I would say not. Because in the beginning, Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, God created the heavens and the earth. He created the heavens and the earth. So he's bigger than heaven and earth. He's bigger than the universe. He's bigger than all things. He's not limited to time, matter, and space. This is our God who is bigger, who is stronger. Amen. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 9 to 10. For they themselves reported about what kind of reception we had with you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve a living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead. That is Jesus, who rescues us from the wrath to come. Woo! Jesus, he rescues us from the wrath to come. What's the wrath to come? Well, the wrath to come is the eternal judgment that God has for the devil, for the demons, for those who rejected him, those who say no to him, those who say no to Jesus. The wrath to come is that eternal death. And that death is not a physical death. That second death is a spiritual death. It means you're going to be spiritually, or your soul is going to be eternally separated from God. And so, if you choose Jesus during this small, short time of your life, it determines where you end up. It's like vapor. Your life, woo, just goes like vapor. Extinguish. It's so important that you know. If it is just this small part, 100 years, and then that determines where you end up for eternity. 100 years, end up for eternity. Whether it's in a relationship with God, when you say, yes, Jesus, I will follow you, and I will declare you as my Lord and Savior, and I will do your will, and I want a relationship with you, and I love you. Then you will end up in eternal presence of God. But if you say during this time, no, God, there's no God, there's no Jesus, I reject Jesus, even if he's real, then you're going to have eternal separation from God. So you have a choice to make. And you have a choice to make to say, yes, he's my Lord, my Savior, or no, he's not. You have that free will. You're not a robot. But the best relationship that you can ever have is with our Lord, our God, with Jesus himself. That's the best relationship. When you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, he will add all things unto you. He will give you more exceedingly, abundantly, more than you can imagine and think. Don't you want it? Don't you want it? It's a free gift given to you. Well, is it truly free? Well, he's already paid the price. For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And the wages of sin is death. That sin, let me drink some water. But type Jesus forever. Because we want to put Jesus forever in our life. Amen. 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 Jesus forever. Praise Jesus. Amen. I choose to live with Jesus. I see that. Amen. Praise the Lord. My Redeemer lives. Yeah, God is so good. Yeah, you want it. You want the gift that God has given you. You want the gift that God, the gift of eternal life, the gift of the Holy Spirit, the gift of love, the gift of peace, the gift of joy. All these things that God has is for you. Amen. Jesus reigns. He is good. So he delivered you from the wrath to come. And that wrath, oh, you don't want to see the wrath of God. But God is a loving and just God. So he made a way for you when there was no way. Amen. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 28 to 31. Anyone who has set aside the law of Moses dies without the mercy on the testimony of two or three witnesses. How much severe punishment do you think he will deserve who has trampled under the foot of the Son of God and regarded as unclean the blood of the covenant by which he was sanctified, and he insulted the Spirit of grace? For we know him who said, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay." And again, "The Lord will judge his people." It is a terrifying thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Ooh. You see, we're not to be the judge. We're not to be the judge. No. God alone, he is the judge. He said, "Vengeance is mine. Vengeance belongs to me. I will recompense," says the Lord. "And the Lord will judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hand of the living God." Amen. I'm okay. Thank you. Haha. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3. Through faith, we understand that the worlds are framed by the word of God, so that these things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. The worlds were prepared by the word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of things which was visible. You see, what is seen, everything you see around you, your phone, your devices, even people, we are all temporary. But what is unseen is eternal. And that is why it's so important to trust in God, have faith in God. You might not be able to see him, but what is unseen is eternal and it's bigger. Amen. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 11. "For in this way, the entrance into eternal kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ will be abundantly supplied to you." So the entrance to where? The everlasting kingdom of our Lord Jesus will be available for you, will be supplied to you, will be given to you through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And so we must turn to him. He says in Revelation chapter 1, verse 8, "I am the Alpha, Omega, beginning and end, says the Lord, who was, who is, and which is to come, the Almighty." Amen. Amen. He's the creator of heavens and earth. So we will lift up our hands and say, "You are our Lord God forever. The eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms, and he shall thrust out the enemies from before you and say, 'Destroy them.' Then thou, even thou, art Lord. Lord alone, who has made the heavens and earth. You are the Lord of all things." Amen. "He stretches out the north over the empty place and hangs upon earth, upon nothing. He stretches out north over empty space and hangs the earth on nothing." Yeah, the interesting thing is that the earth is hung on nothing. It's literally floating in the universe, in space. And that was Job chapter 26, verse 7. Wow. They already knew that. They already knew that. How do I turn to God? Turn to Him. Say, Jesus, I want a relationship with you. Read the Bible every day. Pray to Him. Pray to Him in Jesus' name. Get to know who Jesus is. You can read Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. The four mini autobiographies of Jesus. Get to know what Jesus says, what Jesus does, and how He shows and displays His love to you. Because there's no greater love than this, but one to lay their life down for another. And that's exactly what Jesus did for you. He laid His life down for you. He died on the cross, buried, rose from the dead, defeating sin and death, raised to heaven, gave you the Holy Spirit. And now you have the same Spirit that rose Him from the dead, that helped Him heal the blind, drive out the demons. That same Spirit is now living and available for you to take and living in me too. You see, I'm not that great of a speaker. I'm not. I've been made fun of my speech all my life. I haven't always been very expressive. I'm a very private person. And I'm one of the more quiet ones. But now, by the grace of God, He has me speaking to hundreds of people online every single day, preaching His word. That is by the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. And I cannot do it without God. I cannot do it without the Spirit. I cannot do it on my own power. It's only by His grace, by His mercy. And I know He can change your life too. You may feel limited. You may feel like you're not good enough. But God says, you are my child. You are good enough. And I have given you a purpose in your life. Amen. And that's why we're so blessed to be able to walk in His ways and to know Him. And to build our life upon His firm foundation. And let Him be glorified in our life. In everything that we do. Amen. Psalms chapter 8, verse 3 to 4. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars you have ordained, what is man that you have thought of him, and the son of man that you care for him? Ooh. He's created the stars, the moon, the planets. He created the heavens, the earth, the universe. He created you and me. And He created all of us. He is a creator. He's the creator. And the creator knows you and manufactured you and made a plan for you. But sin corrupted that creation and brought brokenness into that. And so that brokenness is actually experienced by us. The brokenness of greed, of slothfulness, of confusion. A lot of people are confused about their own identity and their own gender, their own who they are. But if you let God, your creator, define who you are, then you will have no confusion. I know I'm a child of God, and you are a child of God. I know I'm a son and daughter of God, and you are one too. I know that He's got good plans for you. And I know that I'm found worthy because you are worth Jesus dying for. You are worth His Son dying for. Amen. And that's why it's so important to continue studying who He is, knowing what He's done, knowing how powerful He is, how generous He is, how loving He is, how grace abounds beyond your imagination. Amen. Psalms 19, verse 1. And the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows His handiwork. You see, the glory of God, how big is His glory? Man desires for glory. When we go out and we want men to clap their hands for us, and we want to get to the first place so that we can show the world we're the best at what we do. Amen? That's what man wants. But you see, that's glory. But the glory of God is even greater than you can imagine. God is a God of infinite amount of glory, and He wants to share that glory with you. The heavens declare the glory of God. You see, heaven is like way better than earth. And if we can experience the glory of God, it's so puny compared to the heavens that declares the glory of God. The firmament, the expanse, is declaring the work of his hand. Wow, God has crafted all things to work together for his good, for his glory, and we can only praise him all the days of our life. Amen. Right, Ashley, Alexander, Jeanette? Praise the Lord. Ha ha, God is so good. And that's why we can live in victory and laugh at the face of the devil. Ha ha, he is victorious, and he is Lord over all. We're here to plunder hell and to populate heaven. Amen. We're here to populate heaven, to bring more lost souls into heaven. Amen. Woohoo. And then Psalm chapter 42, verse 2, it says, my soul thirsts for the Lord, for the living God, not for the dead God. We're here for the living God. And when shall I come and appear before God? My soul, my inside, thirsts for God, the one and true living God. When shall I come and appear before the Lord? You see, one day every tongue will confess that he is Lord. One day every knee will bow and declare him as our Lord and Savior. Amen. Blaze boy, victory in Christ. And so we live in victory. We live in his presence. We long for more of Jesus, because Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Because Jesus is our foundation, our resting place, our King and Lord, who defines who we are. Amen. Psalm chapter 84, verse 2. My soul longeth, yes, even the faintest of the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cries out for the living God. It yearns for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh sing for joy. Can you sing for joy and rejoice for the Lord is good and victorious? Can you rejoice that he has brought you out of darkness? Can you rejoice that he is a good God? Can you rejoice that he's our creator? Amen. We praise him, for he is so good. He's so awesome. He's so cool. And that's why we follow him all the days of our life. And we smile, joyfulness, cheerfulness. You know, when you truly believe in him, you're going to be cheerful. You're going to love him. You're going to walk with him. And yes, he's with you. And his mercy is with you. He's the living God who loves you so much. Victory in Christ, amen. And that's why we say Jesus forever. Jesus forever. Amen. Psalm chapter 102, verse 25. Of old you founded earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. Mm-hmm. And thy name, O Lord, endureth over forever, and thy memorial is everlasting, and your remembrance, O Lord, throughout all generation. Every single generation, from generation to generation, we will praise the Lord. And by the grace of God, I am the 7th generation Christian in my family. And then I have a baby boy coming along who's going to be the 8th generation. He's going to be just a wonderful follower of God. He's going to be a man of God. So I'm going to just like planning on homeschooling, planning on leading him towards the right direction, planning on nurturing him, teaching him, training him, disciplining him, and loving him as a father would do. So those are things that God, our Father, does for us too. He prunes us. It might be like, ouch, but he prunes and deletes the bad things that are holding us down. He prunes and guides us and leads us toward the right direction, because we know our Heavenly Father's ways, his plans, and his thoughts are higher than our own ways, thoughts, and plans. And that's why we say, not my will, but yours be done. We say, may you increase and I decrease. Amen? Amen. Psalms chapter 139, verse 14. And Blaze Boy says, congratulations. Thank you so much. Yeah, glory to God. Baby boy is coming on June the 20th. It's coming soon, 1 month. So I have one more month. And I'm declaring this YouTube. We have 500,000 yesterday. And then I'm declaring going to 1 million. And I know it's coming. I know. But we're looking to save 1 million souls over all of our platforms to let people know who the Lord our God is. And this is just the beginning. This is just the first year. I've only been here for 6 months. And so, by the grace of God, we are able to continue his good works and praise him all the days of our life. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Woo! God is good. We're rejoicing, for he is great and amazing. Amen. So, Psalms chapter 139, 14. I will praise you, for I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works that my soul knows right well. Wow, I will give you thanks, Lord. I will, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 to 18, it says to rejoice always, pray continually, and give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ. Amen. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works, and my soul knows it very, very well. Psalms chapter 145, verse 13 says, Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. Thy dominion endures throughout all generations. For all generations, we will be a follower of Christ. Well, God's kingdom, his dominion, will be throughout all generations. You may feel like, wow, all around me, so much darkness, so much pain, so much gloominess. But in the end, God's dominion is brighter and stronger. You see, as earth gets darker and darker, Jesus gets brighter and brighter. So the kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion, God, endureth throughout all generation. Amen. Everlasting kingdom, everlasting kingdom. He's an everlasting God, and he gives us everlasting life in his name. Amen. Wow, so beautiful what he is doing. And this is just the beginning, guys. I love reading these verses. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 11. And he has made everything beautiful in his time and has set the world in their heart so that no man can find out the work of God from beginning even to the end, so that man will not find out the work which God has done from beginning to end. And then Daniel chapter 6, verse 26. And I will decree that all in the dominion of my kingdom, men are to fear and tremble before the God of Daniel. This is King Nebuchadnezzar, who was proud, who was haughty, but he was humbled by God. And so, for he is the living God and enduring forever, and his kingdom is one which will not be destroyed, and his dominion will be forever. Forever is his dominion. Amen. Wow. So much to learn. So much. It's so good. God is really blessing us so much. And then let's go into this next passage of verse 23 and 24. Back to the passage where we're reading how God is in control over the battle. And so there was King Ahab and his second defeat of the Syrian army. But again, the victory was given by God for a specific purpose. A purpose was proving that his sovereignty is not partial, not limited, but absolute. The Lord is sovereign everywhere and over all nations. And the scripture clearly states that the purpose of God and really shows that victory belongs to the Lord. Amen. Ooh, you have bedtime? Well, you have a good night. Amen. You can always watch the replay on our YouTube Live. So, during the winter months, the Syrian officials advised King Ben-Hadad to plan another attack against the northern kingdom of Israel. But this time, they advised that he attack on the plains, not the mountains, for it seemed as though God of Israel was the God of the hills, and that is, his sovereignty and power was much stronger on the hills. Is that true? If they fought on the plain, then the Syrian forces would be much stronger than the forces of Israel. Moreover, in order to strengthen the king's force, the officials recommended that he remove all the coalition kings from the command and replace them with trained military officers, and then advised him to build the army. And the king agreed and acted accordingly. Wow, we know that God is not just the God of the mountains, of the hills. He's the God of the plains. He's the God of the earth. He's the God over the universe. How can you limit God? You cannot limit God to a temple, to a house, to a box. You cannot limit God to a stationary thing. He's the God above all things. He's the King of kings, Lord of lords, Alpha and Omega. This is the God that we serve. Amen? Wow. And then when springtime arrived, when the weather permitted, King Ben-Hadad once again mobilized his army and marched up from Aphek to attack Israel. And this time, however, he believed beyond the shadow of the doubt that he would conquer Israel and be able to ransack the nation's wealth and enslave the wives and children. And hearing about the invasion, the small Israelite army was mobilized and marched out to meet the invaders. Camping opposite of the Syrians, the Israelites' army looked like a too little flock of goats in comparison to the massive army and force of Syrians, which covered the entire countryside. But again, God had other plans for King Ahab and the Israelites of the northern kingdom. And the Lord sent his prophet to the King Ahab once again to announce that he would deliver the vast army into the hands of the Israelites. And through the victory, King Ahab was to learn the great truth that the Lord is sovereign, his power is not partial or limited, but absolute, and that God was going to move and prove that he was not just one God amongst many, but the God of the hills and the gods of the valleys and the God of the plains. He alone is God, Yahweh, Jehovah, the one true and living God. And just as promised, the Lord gave this second victory to the Israelites over the Syrians. And for 7 long days, the two armies sat camped opposite of each other. The days must have been endless. No doubt they were filled with anxieties for the soldiers who were awaiting the engage in deadly combat. Finally, the 7th day arrived, and two armies began to fight. However, by the sovereign power of God, the Israelites, they had the upper hand. They inflicted heavy casualties among the Syrian armies, and they killed 100,000 foot soldiers in one day. And all the other Syrian forces retreated, escaping into the city of Aphek. And as they retreated, the Syrian forces made their way to the top of the city wall to man their battle stations, and they added so much weight to the wall that it collapsed and killed 27,000 of them. And meanwhile, King Ben-Hadad quickly hid in the secret room, most likely in a reinforced tower like the ones built in the most fortified cities of that day. Wow, God is victorious. And hiding in the secret room, he and his officials began planning a strategy of negotiation to plea for mercy. And the Syrian officers suggested that they negotiate for mercy because the Israelite kings were known to be tender-hearted, to extend mercies when people pled for compassion. And note this fact, that the world of the day recognized a difference between Israelites and other people. When the Israelite kings were different from ruthless Assyrian kings in that they often extended mercy and compassion when it was requested. And knowing that fact, the Syrian officials suggested that they humbly approach Ahab with a plea that he spares their life. And securing an audience with Ahab, the officials of King Ben-Hadad carried out their plan. They dressed in clothing of submission and made a plea for mercy, both them for themselves and the King Ben-Hadad. And in response of King Ahab, which was utterly surprising, for he had called Ben-Hadad my brother. Whoa, what? What? You called him my brother? And picking up on King Ahab's tender feelings, the enemy officials responded that Ben-Hadad was indeed a fellow king, a brother of Ahab. And after some negotiation, Ahab sent his chariot for the Syrian king. And King Ben-Hadad, now standing before Ahab, offering terms of surrender. In return of sparing his life, the Syrian king returned the cities formerly conquered by Syria. In addition, he would grant Ahab permission to set up marketplaces in the Syrian capital of Damascus. And on the basis of this agreement, Ahab signed a treaty with the Syrian king that allowed him to go free. Ho ho! Wow! Did you guys capture that? So much to learn. So much. And we give praise to God, for he is good. Because God is in control. God is the one that allowed King Ahab to defeat the Syrian king. God is the one that protected the Israelites. And he, the same God that actually protects you from the evil one. You see, when you resist the devil will flee from you. The devil will run away from you. The devil will be powerless towards you because you have Christ in you. Amen? Amen. So what's some lesson that you can learn? And this lesson is an important one. For those who are still here, praise the Lord. The lesson for you is such a much needed one. The Lord's sovereignty, His power is not limited. It's not partial, but absolute. The Lord is sovereign everywhere, throughout the entire universe, throughout your country, your state, your city. He is bigger. His sovereignty is over all nations, all kingdoms upon the earth and the heavens. And there is no limitation whatsoever that hampers God's sovereignty of power. And God controls all events and all happenings. And it is true that He has given us free will and that He allows us to act freely within certain limitations and bounds. But God will allow us to choose evil only so often and carry evil only to a certain point. For example, God would never allow us to destroy the earth. We may commit all kinds of evil and wicked deeds of immorality, lawlessness, and violence. Nevertheless, God, out of His heart of compassion, is long-suffering, is not willing that any of us shall perish and be doomed eternally. He wants to save you, so He created you with free will because He longed for you to worship the worship of His creatures that would choose Him and freely worship Him and live for Him and with Him. But through these centuries, man has chosen to deny, reject, and ignore God, walking selfishly and often in wicked life. And often, as stated earlier, God will allow us to go only so far with our evil, wickedness, and His sovereign and controlling. He's sovereign. He's controlling all events and happenings, whether good or evil. And patiently, He's waiting for you. He's waiting for you to return to Him, waiting for you with a heart of compassion, with a heart filled with love and care. The Lord longs for you to return to Him today, every day, and to commit your life to Him. His sovereign power will eventually end all the evil. And the climatic day is coming where the Lord will end all the corruption of the world and create the new heavens and the new earth, a perfect universe with genuine believers, which we will live for eternity, worshiping and serving the Lord in new office and new body where there's no more pain, no more sorrow. So we got to listen to what the word of the Lord says about the sovereignty of God. Amen. The sovereignty of God, how He is unlimited, all-powerful, all-knowing, all-wealthy. He is everything, all-glory. Matthew chapter 5, you got to listen. Matthew chapter 5, verse 34. But I say unto you, swear not at all, neither by the heavens, for it is God's throne. Matthew chapter 6, verse 13 says, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever and ever. Amen. Wow. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Shalom. Welcome. Acts chapter 17, verse 24. It says, God made the world and all therein, seeing that He is the Lord over the heavens and earth, not dwelling in the temples that were made by hand. Glory to God. Romans chapter 8, verse 28, verse 29 says, for we know all things work together for good to them who loves God, to them who are called according to His purpose, for whom He did foreknew, and He had predestined to be conformed in the Son of the image of His Son, Jesus, so that He might be the firstborn amongst many believers. Amen. Ha-ha! Glory to God. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 25, for He must reign until He has put all enemies under His feet. One day every tongue will confess that He is God. One day every knee will bow. For the Lord our God shall reign forever and ever. Amen. Exodus chapter 15, verse 18. And therefore, keep therefore this day, consider it my heart. Consider it and take it into your heart, that the Lord, he is God in heaven above, on earth and below, and there is no other God like our God. Amen. Luar. Praise the Lord. And then, both riches and honor come from God, and he rules over all. And your hand in power and might, and it lies in your hand to make great and strengthen everyone. Wow, I like this one. 1 Corinthians chapter 29, verse 12. Both riches and honor. Riches. He's not just talking about spiritual riches, but also earthly riches. Riches and honor. Honor comes from God. And thou reignest, and you reign over all, and your hand is power and might. God's hand, his hand. Imagine his whole body. What is that? Even more, but his hand, a picture of power and might. And your hand has the power to make great and strengthen everyone. Don't you want to be made great? Don't you want to be strengthened? Don't you want that in your life? Well, that power is in God's hand, and he's able to strengthen you. You see, God said to Abraham, I will make you a great nation, and I will make your name great. I will provide you. I will be your shield. This is our God, our Lord, our Savior. Amen. Amen. So, that's why we live in his victory. We live in his strength, from strength to strength. He makes our name great, praise the Lord. He never lets us down. He comes through for us, and he loves us so much. Whether you're Batman, Wonder Woman, God is more powerful. And God empowers you as well, amen. Praise the Lord. Yeah. He leads princes away, spoiled, and overthrows the mighty. The Lord is king forever and ever, and the heathens will perish out of this land. For the kingdom of the Lord, the kingdom is the Lord's, and he is the governor amongst many nations, or all the nations. For who is the king of glory? The Lord of hosts, he is the king of glory above all, amen. The Lord sits upon the flood. Yes, the Lord is king over it all. Amen. Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of thy kingdom is the right scepter. For the Lord is high, the most high, to be feared. And he is the king over all the earth. Amen. Consume them in wrath and consume them. They may not be. Let them know that God ruleth in Israel, in Jacob, unto the end of the earth. Amen. God shall bless us, and all the end of the earth shall fear him. Yes, all the kings shall fall down before him. All nations shall serve him. The Lord is ruler over it all. And may men know that his name, Jehovah Jireh, is the name the most high over all the earth, whose name alone is Lord, are the most high over all the earth. Amen. God is. He is Lord over all. He's the Trinity. The Father, the Son, Holy Spirit. Three beings in one. That's one God. Just like water. The gas, steam, liquid. That's water. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It's God. God alone. He reigns. And his clothed. He is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength. And wherein with he has girded himself, the world has also been established and have not been moved. Indeed, indeed, the world is established. Amen. The Lord has prepared his throne in heaven, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Whatever the Lord is pleased that he did in heaven and in earth and in the seas and deep places, the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord as the rivers of waters. He turneth wherever he will. Amen. Wherever he wishes. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 7. And there will be no end to the increase of his government or peace on the throne of David and over his kingdom, and to establish it, to uphold it with justice and righteousness, and then on and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord host will accomplish this. Oh, God is great. He is so good. He's our Lord, our Savior. And there's no one like him. Daniel chapter 7, verse 14. And to him was given dominion, glory, and a kingdom, that all the people, nations of every man, every tongue, every language shall serve him. And his dominion is an everlasting dominion, which will not ever pass away. For his kingdom is one which will not be destroyed. Amen. Wow. God is working. And if you feel like God is speaking to you, God is building you up, then smash that like button. Subscribe, follow, because we're going to have much more great times and empowering times. But let me pray for you guys. Heavenly Father, we love you so much. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your works. We thank you for being sovereign over it all. And we thank you that you are the God who is in control. You are not limited. You are not confined into a box. You're not limited to time, matter, and space. For God, you are alone who carries all power, all glory, all honor. And so, Lord God, we follow after you. We love you. And we thank you for all that you've done for us. Because there is no one like our God. There is no one like you. And so, Lord, I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice that you provide for them, you protect them, you bless them and give them wisdom, understanding, knowledge in all things that they're going through. Lord God, may this be an impartation of the spirit of victory, the spirit of breakthrough, the spirit of your joy, your love onto everyone here, that they experience you, be encouraged by you, and love you more. We love you, God, in Jesus' most holy name. Amen. Amen. I know. If you have any questions, let me know. Let me know so that I can keep encouraging you and, building our life on his firm foundation. Amen. Did it pause? Okay. Well, it did pause there. But I'm sorry it paused. It says it's running out of battery. Oh, well. Glory to God. I'm going to answer 4 application questions. But during this time, you guys can really talk to me. Let me know who you are or ask me any questions, and then I can bless you guys. Amen. So, let me try to read this word, your name. Anovuyo Mahela. I was scrolling, but I ended up here. I think it's a sign. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. I respect God. I will forever do so until I die. That's why we say Jesus forever. Type Jesus forever. Amen. And then, my Redeemer lives says, that's great. Woohoo! Nothing good is ever an accident. I already did. All 3. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Good, good, good. The word of God is true. Yes. Rodex says, Jesus forever. Praise the Lord. And welcome. Wherever you're from. Danielle says, yes and amen. Always follow you. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for you are good. Amen. Glory to God. He is powerful. He's wonderful. And he's for you and not against you. And if God is for you, then who can ever be against you? Yeah, our God is so good. No one can say my name. It's difficult. It's funny. But I hope I said it right. Anovuyo. 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 Yo. Yo. Cool. Let's see what questions we got. Application questions. So you can know me, hear my testimony, and we can go get to know each other. Number 1 out of 4. Why should we not rely on ourselves to overcome our own struggles? You see, sin is too big. And when I was relying on my own self, well, I fell short. I can't overcome my own sin, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, and the wages of sin is death. But God so loved the world that he sent his one and only begotten Son. Whoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. And that's why we say God is so good. And so when I was in isolation, when I was going through tough times, the only place that can help heal my heart was in the presence of God. And then so by God's grace, I was able to find a church which worshiped God and loved God and also accepted me for who I am. And so I gave him all glory. And he brought me back into his presence and saved me from eternal separation from him and gave me this privilege to serve him and serve you. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. God is your great Father. Amen. God is good. Number two, what help did God provide you or the last time you went through a trial? Well, when I was rock bottom, I cried. So, I mean, when I experienced God in my life, it was real healing, a sense of peace, knowing the direction. He guided me ever since I turned back to him. He guided me every step of the way, and he orchestrated every step of the way. I could not orchestrate it on my own. But by God's grace, he gave me a second chance. And now I'm a pastor in this church, and also online, and also just able to share his love, his mercy. And so we praise him every day. Amen. Number three, what false beliefs causes a Christian to become complacent? Well, a lot of people feel like they don't need to walk with God every day. But in a relationship, if you want it to thrive, you must have communication with that person every day. And if you truly want a relationship with God Almighty, the power, the glory, the ultimate person, you want a relationship with him, then you have to talk to him every day. And you do that through prayer. You do that through reading the word of God. You do that by building his community. And so that is why it's so important that you continue praying, reading his word, and building his community. Whether it's in church, whether it's at home, wherever it is, you build God's kingdom by communicating with him. Amen. Amen. And then number four, what are some warning signs to show one might become complacent? Well, I think pride is a big thing. Pride leads to the downfall. Pride is unsatisfying. It's never going to get to like satisfy your heart. But people who are rejecting him, yeah. So it's important to stay rooted and to be mentored by someone who is for you. And that first person is the Holy Spirit, that you're never truly alone. He's the one that teaches me, guides me, leads me towards the right direction. I know beyond a doubt, there's no doubt that he's the one that can lift you out and pull you up higher, higher, and higher. Amen. Amen. Well, am I a teacher? I taught middle school for a short period of time, but now I'm a pastor at my church. I teach the word of God and also just try to draw people here and to teach them about how good, how great our God is. Amen. Glory to God. Well, this is so good. And may God be with you, bless you, and give you all that you need in order to get through your day. And may you continue being rooted in the word of God. And may I see you more and more in the future. Thank you so much for joining me and in this devotion and letting me be able to speak into your life. And may God bless you and build you up in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Take care, everyone. I love you guys. Amen. Whoa, we still have 48 people. Whoa, we have 48 people on YouTube right now. That is absolutely crazy. Maybe I should just stay a little longer because, wow, you guys are here. You say, Chung Chung Dong, says, Chinese, I am Taiwanese, by the way. How old are you? Take a guess. How old am I? Say, no pull-ups. Maybe you should do jumping jacks. Nah, I'm not doing any exercise today, but I want you guys to stay healthy. Yeah. Wow, more and more people are coming in. By the grace of God, I'm just going to preach the word of God right now until we get to 15 people. If there's 15 people, then I'm going to leave, okay? Or 20 people. When there's 20 people, then I'm going to leave. But if there's going to be more and more people coming in, then I got to just preach the word of God. You see, God wants a relationship with you. And have you ever heard the gospel? The gospel, the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ? Jesus, he loves you so much. In the beginning, let me tell you the gospel. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and then he created all creation, and he created you and me in order to have an intimate relationship with him. But then sin entered the world, and it divided us from God. It broke us apart from God. And no matter what we did, that sin, that barrier, that wall was there, and it stopped us from getting to him. And no matter how hard we try, we cannot buy our way to him. We cannot work our way to him because sin was just that great. And then God, he's holy. He's without sin, without blemish. So he cannot see sin. And so we couldn't do anything, and we were powerless. But God so loved the world that he sent his one and only begotten Son. Whoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Shall not perish, shall not die, shall not have that eternal separation from God. Instead, have eternal life with him. And so Jesus came from heaven to earth so that you can go from earth to heaven, so that you can have an intimate relationship with him. Jesus came so that he can give you life and life abundant. So when you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, he will add all things unto you. He will give you more, and he will fill your heart and give you a life that is so, so worth living, that's so good. And that's why we praise him all the days of our life and say, glory is the Lord our God who never lets us down. Amen. For God, he's a good God who never, never fails. Our God, he's more powerful, and he wants a relationship with you. You see, Jesus, when he died, he was buried for 3 days, but he didn't stay dead. He rose in 3 days later, and he rose in victory, defeating sin, defeating death in victory. And then he ascended to heaven and gave you the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, that same Spirit that set us free, amen? That same Spirit that leads you into a better place, that same Spirit that guides you, your friend, and leads you and gives you wisdom, understanding, knowledge, gives you power, gives you ability to speak his word, to be able to know and discern what to do during tough times, to help you overcome the things that you are going and struggling with. Amen. It says, you're 28. By the way, I'm 34 right now. I'm 34. Hello, Jessica. Follow and subscribe. Thanks. Thank you. Thank you. Glory to God. And then, my TikTok, by the way, I only have 5% battery, so I'm sorry if you guys go off, but we just gotta keep going. But glory to God. I know it paused because the battery came on, but may you be blessed, and may you experience him more and more. I miss seeing you, by the way. And then, yeah, amen. He never, never stops working. When you don't feel it, when you don't see it, God is still working. And so tomorrow, we're going to throw a big crusade in my church. And then it's going to be including, well, there's going to be high school, middle school students. And we're going to have 100, 100, 200 people show up to hear the gospel. And I'm going to be able to preach to them. I'm going to share the word of God to them. So praise the Lord. Amen. So we got to double down in preaching the word of God and not stop, because God is working all the time. Amen. So if you want to give your life to Jesus, give your life to Jesus, today's the day to do so. When you give your life to Jesus, he transforms your life. Jesus loves you, and he cares for you, and he wants to give you good things, and he laid his life down for you. And there's no greater love than this, but one to lay their life for another, and that's exactly what Jesus did for you. Hello, Megan. Welcome. Amen. Yeah, we're just having some discussion right now, so you guys can say whatever you want, and just let me know what's going on in your head. He says, 兄弟, 你进 神学院的有点 well, okay, I went to seminary. Yes, I did. I went there for 4 or 5 years, and then next I graduated. But wow, it's, by the grace of God, we see so many people appearing, 300 people at one time. That is unheard of. Guys, what is going on? Where are you guys coming from? Where are you guys tuning in from? How old are you guys? Which country are you living in? Which state are you guys? Wow, let's just keep going, guys. This is exciting time because normally at this point, we would have like 5 people, 3 people left. But by the grace of God, His Spirit is moving. And I am just praising Him all the days of my life and say, happy birthday, Jasmine. Yes, yes. Almost 300. That is insane. Najib, hello, hello there. Glory to God. Wow. But I don't know how YouTube is doing this and why they're doing this. But, you know, I'm just chilling. I got to make more videos for you guys. You know, for God is good. And He's never letting us down. Maybe it's summer. Who's on summer vacation right now? Summer vacation? Yeah? I'm in the United States. Well, me too. I'm in California, in the Bay Area. In Fremont, in my church right now. So, I'm so glad to see you too, Alicia. Amen. Hagen Hicks, hello, hello. Yeah, pretty pleased with the cherry on top. Haha, yeah, you're welcome. Glory to God. I'm so excited that you're able to join this journey. This is all God's goodness. And we got to give praise to our Lord, our God, for each, every new day. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in Him. Pray to the Lord for each new day, for it is of His new mercies, of His new grace that is for you. You see, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. I shall not lack. And He leads me by still waters and lays me down on green pastures. His rod, His staff, they comfort me. They guide me. They lead me. And so they lead you too, amen. So you are being led here by the Spirit of God and letting the Spirit of God just expand in your life. And I'm just like, wow, how come it just keeps hitting 200? I'm saying to go down to 20 so that I can go. But hey, by the grace of God, you are not here by accident. You're here because we know that God is working and He's building you up and He's leading you towards a better place, amen. Hagen Hicks says, hi, hello, hello. Jasmine got me speaking in tongues. Oh, wow. Glory to God, for He is good. Yeah, He's great. He's so great. And we can just praise Him all the days of our life. Says, God knows the stars and God's called them by name. Amen. He designed the universe. He designed the world. And He made all things for His glory. And that's why He made you. He made me for His glory. And so we can just praise Him all the days of our life. It's been here. There's no doubt. There's no doubt that God is working. And then I can't wait to see what kind of stats we come up with. You know, God is working. And we're going to say Jesus forever. He made everyone of you to have a relationship with Him. He's saying, I want a relationship with you. I want to give you good things. And I want to make you live a life that is of purpose, of meaning, a life that has the fruit of the Spirit. Do you know what the fruit of the Spirit is? The fruit of the Spirit is something that actually the world is trying to get. The world is trying to satisfy and chase after. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control. These are things that the world desires in their life. And if you have love, God has love. He's the God who loves you, the agape love, the unconditional love, and the love that is for you and not against you. This is our God. He's our King, our Lord, our Savior, and He leads you to life, and He is good all the time, right? Amen, amen. He's helping, He's loving you, and He is putting you here for a reason. Wow, I cannot believe it, but God, you are God over all. I give you praise. We don't operate by the YouTube algorithm or the like algorithm or the Instagram algorithm or the Facebook algorithm. No, we operate by the Holy Spirit algorithm, by the Heavenly Father's algorithm, by His plans, His worst mercy, His love is good forever. Amen. That's why we praise him all the days of our life and never stop giving him glory, for he is good and he is mighty and powerful and good to save. Amen. Yes, he is putting us before his throne. Amen. So, by his love, by his grace, by his mercy, each one of you guys are here. And so, I just can't believe what's going on. But this is so surprising, so exciting. It's once in a blue moon. It only happened to me one time the past 5 months, you know, that more people came after the hump. It's like there was a hump. And then right now, there's just normally one hump in the beginning. And then next, it's just dead, and it's just flat line. But right now, it's just hump, a bun, hump. Okay, it's kind of crazy. But, you know, God is working. And so let me pray for all of you guys, because it's such a blessing to be in his presence and blessing to be able to praise him all the days of our life. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for your good works, for your good mercy, for your King of Kings, Lord of Lords. I thank you so much for my brothers and sisters here that are listening and tuning in and being blessed by your word, being on fire for you and being excited for you. Lord God, I know that there's no doubt that you are working and that you are building them up and that you are leading them towards your love, your grace. So Lord, I pray that your mighty power would come upon them and allow them to feel secured and protected and know that you are God and continue walking in your ways. God, you're so great, so awesome, and you are our awesome God. So Father God, I pray for your provisions and everything that we have. We give thanks to you, for you have given it to us and blessed us with it. Lord God, may you not ever depart from our life, and may you always be in our life. May we root our life upon your firm foundation, be anchored, be grounded upon your love, your care for each one of us. Lord God, we love you. Amen. 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 Glory to God. Crystal fortunes. Amen. Obs. And Nemo, nice to meet you. Glory to God. We never stop praising and loving him. Amen. Woo. Wow, this is brilliant, guys. Yeah. Wow, the Queen. God is good. God is great. God is awesome. He is awesome, guys. Praise the Lord. Let me check my YouTube. See how. What's going on? I'm wondering why. What's going on, guys? What's with the stats? What do you wonder? Do you want to see what it is? Let me see. Oh, man. It wants to confirm if it's me. Let me go on the other one. What do you think the stats look like, guys? For God is good, and he's working, and he's building his believers up. He's building you up. Amen. So there's no doubt that he is working in this place, and that he has good plans for each and every one of you. Amen. Amen. Wow. Looks like YouTube decided to send another wave after an hour. You know, I normally just keep on. I'm normally done by this time. But there's still 30 of you guys. Man. Okay, let's see the analytics. Okay, here's the analytics. So there are 43 concurrent viewers right now. And then we have a total of 2,000 views here. And the average duration is 38 seconds. But yeah. Obs, please pray for me. I sprained my ankle. Lord God, I pray for your healing power. For you are the great physician upon my brother or my sister. I pray for your healing power in Jesus' most holy name. Amen. Amen. Well, glory to God. I have things to do, but I'm so honored to be able to see each one of you guys, and we will have more to come. Greater things are yet to come. I'm excited for each and every one of you guys. So may God bless you, be with you, and may he lead you in your life so that you can build life upon his firm foundation. Crystal Fortunes, did you come from like You did, I bet. I saw you there on like, and then now I see you here on this live stream. So glory to God. Thank you guys for the thumbs up, for the like, for the support. And I thank you guys for joining me in this wonderful prayer. And may God bless you and give you an awesome weekend. And I'll see you guys next time as well. Amen. Amen. Yes. Glory to God. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right now I'm fasting. Later at 3 o'clock, I'm going to see, or 4 o'clock, I'm going to see a doctor to see, talk about the baby. And then I'm going to also get a blood test so that to see how healthy I am. And so pray that the blood test comes out normal, that I'm not eating too much sugar, and that I'm eating healthy. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Wow. This is great. Glory to God. Now we have 15. Okay. Well, that's a sign. Perfect. Oh, wait. We have 27 still. But it's still a sign. Say, pray for me. Thank you. Thank you for praying for me. Good luck on the doctors. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. What a pleasure. What a wonderful thing that God is working. And he's victorious. He is good. Amen. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. You guys doing good? Yeah, we're all doing awesome. Great. So we can just praise God all day long. Give him thanks and show that our God is stronger. He's better. He's wonderful. Amen. Take care. I gotta go. Gotta turn it off. Yeah, rock on, guys. I'll see you next time.